Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to rally, it seems to me, behind an American hero. Okay, maybe he's not an American hero who has achieved great and lasting and profound things. He's 22 years old, after all. He's not that old. But he saved a bunch of lives the other day. His name is Alicia Dickin, and he's in Greenwood, Indiana. And he's attacked, because he saved those lives with a claim that he actually broke the law. You think that shooting at a crazed shooter who, by the way, we've learned a lot more about that shooter. It was deeply, deeply disturbed that shooting at this shooter after he had already shot three other people, that should be punishable by law, that he should be getting anything other than a medal or a keys to the city or something of that nature. We will get to that. There's also all kinds of new evidence about misfunction in Uvalde, and it's not the police this time, though there is a police issue in Seattle that we need to bring up. Not an issue where the police are doing badly. It has to do with the leadership in Seattle of the city council and the previous mayor that have just decimated the police department. We will get to that as well. We will also get to what to expect, not with the hearings that are happening tomorrow evening in prime time, but with the public response to everything that people found out from these hearings regarding Trump, we will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, I think people know the basic theme of what happened in Greenwood, Indiana at that shopping center where a 22-year-old shot his pistol that he was carrying legally, and he shot that pistol within 2 minutes of the beginning of a shooter killing people in a food court at the shopping center, and brought the killer down. More on that in a moment, but first, Sunny Hostin on The View. She apparently was not happy about this outcome. This is clip 13.
But with this Good Samaritan thing, listen, I was trained when I was at the Justice Department in firearms, and I was trained in defensive firearm training. Uh-huh. It is very hard to hit a moving target. It is hard for people that are trained to hit a moving target. It is very lucky that Good Samaritan hit that moving target in that way. And he had a gun permit, but he wasn't supposed to be in the mall with a gun. So he broke the law, even though he was a Good Samaritan.
Okay, he broke the law. You think they're going to bring charges against him? There's a terrific editorial in the Wall Street Journal. It says this: police have now identified Alicia Dickin as the 22-year-old who stopped a mass shooting Sunday evening at an Indiana mall. At 5:56 p.m., a 20-year-old attacker exited a mall bathroom and began shooting a rifle into a food court. Three people were killed. Two others were wounded, including a 12-year-old girl. Yet it's horrific to imagine how much worse this could have been. The attacker, whose name they're not giving to provide more notoriety, had several magazines and over 100 rounds of ammunition. He had spent 2 years practicing at a firing range. But police said that at 5:57 p.m., Mr. Dickin drew his own pistol, and he engaged. He was at the mall in Greenwood, south of Indianapolis, shopping with his girlfriend, and he was legally carrying his weapon. Police recovered 24 rifle rounds plus 10 from Mr. Dickens' handgun. Thanks to his quick action, the mass shooting ended within 2 minutes. I will say his actions were nothing short of heroic, said Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun, was very proficient in that, very tactically sound, and as he moved to close in on the suspect, he was also motioning for people to exit behind him. To our knowledge, he has no police training and no military background. And they bring up the fact that only 4 months ago, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill to allow carrying a handgun in public without a permit. Mr. Holcomb said the legislation, which took effect July 1st, quote, entrusts Hoosiers who can lawfully carry a handgun to responsibly do so within our state. One of those Hoosiers appears to have been Mr. Dickens. We could not find that he had a permit, Mr. Eisen said, but he was carrying legally under the constitutional carry law, that law that was just enacted on July 1st. Many details remain hazy, writes the Wall Street Journal. The attacker's motive hasn't been established. Family members said he was in the process of being evicted. He apparently threw his cell phone into the mall toilet. The oven in his apartment was set to a high temperature and contained a laptop and a can of butane. In days to come, the public will learn more about how he purchased his guns and whether there were missed red flags. But the police chief couldn't have been more clear about Mr. Dickens' heroism. Many more people would have died, Mr. Eisen said, if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly within the first 2 minutes of this shooting. That's worth meditating on for states like New York, says the Journal, which are trying to make it all but impossible for responsible gun owners to take their weapons anywhere in public. I was thinking about this because that same Sunday when this happened, we went on a hike with a bunch of people from our synagogue and that we know and are good friends. And one of them, I don't want to say any names here, is a very skilled with firearms, goes to the gun range. And because we were hiking in a nature reserve where they have two big signs warning you about bears and cougars, he basically carries everywhere. He just does. And it's very discreet. It's in a good, solid holster. But it was interesting. We paused for a moment at a restroom at the very end of the trail. We had done our hike around two lakes. And by the way, it was Tradition Lake and Round Lake, at the foot of Cougar Mountain. See, Cougar Mountain, you want to be protected against cougars or whatever. So our friend is sitting there, and a nice guy comes wandering by, and he has two kids with him. Looked like one of the kids might have been his own, another was a friend or something like that. But the two kids come up, and he says, "Hey, look!" And comes up to my friend and says, "That's a really cool toy gun. It looks so real." And my friend didn't say anything, but I mean, what do you say? It's not a toy gun. This is a serious piece of hardware. And he says, "Can I see it? Can I touch it?" And just very quietly, my friend says, "No." And no explanation here, but the kid was about 9, maybe 8, was in that range. And look, by the way, nothing happened, no bears, no cougars, no problems, no problematic or pesky kids. But for goodness sake, is someone, I wasn't upset at all or embarrassed at all. I think the chances of a gun accident or anything other than anything about improper use of firearms, my friend who's a knows what he's doing, not a chance. The whole prejudice against that is tough to deal with. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved show, they just released, I mean, literally just within the last few minutes, a product of an investigation of what happened at that Greenwood shopping mall in Indiana. And the investigators said that the armed bystander it is now known, acted even more quickly and decisively than I had announced to you. I said it took him only 2 seconds, 2 minutes, pardon me, to take down the bad guy. The guy who was killing people at random and clearly had plans with 100 rounds to kill many more. We have this on audio, don't we? From WTHR-TV, a local NBC station in Indiana. This is what they found. Listen.
15 seconds. That's how quickly that Greenwood Mall shooting came to an end. From the time the suspect left the food court bathroom to the time he was taken out, 15 seconds. In fact, in just the short time I've been talking to you, Eli Dickin pulled a gun, took aim, and took out the threat. It's a fact survivors of Sunday shooting are not taking lightly.
How do you take that lightly? 15 seconds. This is, Jeremy made the comment that maybe he should replace the entire Uvalde Police Department. And, it's terrible to say, but there's more with hearings of that Uvalde Police Department. Now, we had that up there, Jeremy. Where do we, the families of those killed, it's clip 4 at Robb Elementary School, are still grieving at the entire 15 seconds in Greenwood, Indiana. And in Uvalde, it was almost 80 minutes. It was more than an hour before they took care of business and took out Salvador Ramos, the crazed and evil mass murderer. This is what some of the families said during hearings that are being conducted now in Uvalde. Clip 4.
Most of those kids were my friends, and that's not good. And I don't want to go to your guys' school if they don't have protection.
And she's encouraging for her friends not to go to school, too. Advocacy starts at this age. Leadership is standing up here and showing our children that that is not leadership. That is poor leadership.
Look, it's one of the things we have to get right is it's not just the police department. By the way, breaking news. The Uvalde school superintendent is recommending that district police chief Pete Arredondo be fired. Well, yes, for his role in the flawed response to the Robb Elementary School shooting, according to a school board meeting agenda made public just moments ago. Arredondo assumed the role of incident commander and failed to act quickly enough to shoot and kill the 18-year-old gunman inside a classroom where 19 children and 2 teachers were killed, according to at least assessments of the law enforcement response to the shooting. Again, when you compare these two would-be horrors, and they are horrors, they're both horrors, because there are 3 people who were killed, a husband and wife, and then a third person in the food court within that 15 seconds that Alicia Dickin actually took his gun in hand and took care of business. There's also this, Ed Morrissey posted up at Hot Air, things about the warning signs. And people always say after these things, well, we was just a quiet kid, we had no way of knowing. We had every way of knowing about Salvador Ramos. The alleged shooter's apparent motive was a desire for notoriety and fame, according to a new report that has just been done by a state legislative committee in Texas. Those interviewed by the committee, including family, friends, and acquaintances, reported many warning signs that experts say should have raised red flags. Yes! He exhibited almost every warning sign. John Cohen, an ABC News contributor and the former acting undersecretary for intelligence and counterterrorism, coordinator of the Department of Homeland Security, said in an interview, "This guy should have been on everybody's radar." School officials had identified the accused shooter as at risk academically by the third grade due to consistently poor test results. However, he did not receive any education services. The same report deconstructed the shooting itself and cited massive law enforcement failures at every step of the way. In the years before the shooting, it appears that no one involved law enforcement in the shooter's increasingly aggressive and violent behaviors. They had no chance to investigate and potentially charge the perp with a crime that would have precluded his access to legal purchase of a firearm, despite years of red flags among family, friends, and his school, where the perpetrator was failing in every possible way. This is what is so remarkable here that I hadn't heard before. Records show that the attacker had declining attendance with more than 100 absences annually beginning in 2018, which means he didn't show up to school half the time, along with failing grades and increasingly dismal performance on standardized and end-of-course exams. While Uvalde Central Independent School District school success officers do try to bring truant children back to school, many Uvalde students have spotty attendance, and the local judicial system reportedly does not consistently enforce truancy rules. It is unclear whether any school resource officers ever visited the home of the attacker. Despite his absences, or perhaps because of them, the attacker had almost no disciplinary history at school. The single infraction on his record is for mutual combat with another student in the hallway in late 2018, resulting in a 3-day suspension. By 2021, at age 17, the attacker had only completed the ninth grade. On October 28, 2021, Uvalde High School involuntarily withdrew him, citing poor academic performance and lack of attendance. Okay. This is clearly a problematic individual, for God's sake. The attacker began to demonstrate interest in gore and violent sex, watching and sometimes sharing gruesome videos and images of suicides, beheadings, accidents, and the like. Wouldn't it be appropriate if somebody noticed that? His friends? Parents of his friends? His own parents? To report to authorities? We will be right back with a bad decision by Chicago police coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is not acting as it should, and these guys here are, but we're not getting many Republican votes. This is an emergency.
President Biden speaking at the Brayton Power Plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, discussing climate change. The president once again blaming congressional Republicans for blocking his administration's efforts to address climate change through legislation. The head of the Uvalde, Texas School District Police Department may soon be looking for a new job. There's a board meeting this weekend, and one of the agenda items is the termination of Pete Arriondo. He has already been placed on administrative leave for his handling of the school shooting that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Arriondo also served on the Uvalde City Council, but he resigned earlier this month. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's more from that newly released report in the Texas legislature about the horror in Uvalde. And the more you think about it, the more horrific, disturbing, nightmarish it becomes, and not just in terms of what the shooter did, but in terms of the governmental failures, the police failures. Systematic failures in Uvalde shooting went far beyond local police. The Texas House report details, in total, 376 law enforcement officers descended upon the school. Okay, that's good. According to the most extensive account of the shooting to date, it says that better-equipped departments should have stepped up to fill a leadership void after the Uvalde school's police chief, that's Arriondo, failed to take charge. And more from this idea that people around the killer needed to report him. He was 17 and he hadn't completed the ninth grade. He was having problems with school. He got a job in late 2021. He first worked at Whataburger, where a friend's grandmother saw him. She snapped a picture and sent it to her grandson, warning that it was an example of what your life will be if you quit school, a sentiment some of his peers expressed to him directly. His employer fired him after a month for threatening a female co-worker, and he fared similarly at his next job at Wendy's. A co-worker there described him as not a good person, very troubled, someone who put himself in a box and would not talk or associate with anyone he worked with, no one at all. An exception to that approach was one occasion when he tried discussing guns with another employee. When the other employee received the discussion negatively, the attacker challenged him to a fight. Living at home, the attacker had no real expenses and hoarded money, telling acquaintances that he was saving for something big and that they would all see him in the news one day. Okay, if you're saying they'll all see you in the news one day, isn't there a question that normally should follow up if you're a friend, acquaintance, family member? What do you think you're going to be making the news for? Oh, I'm going to shoot up a school. Oh, boom. What would he say if he talked like that? Family members believed he was saving money for his own apartment or car. But clues to his real plan surfaced near the end of 2021. That's when he ordered rifle slings, a red dot sight, and shin guards, as well as the body armor carrier worn in both the video he shared and on the day of the Robb Elementary massacre. Still 17 at the time, the attacker asked at least two different people to buy guns for him, which they both refused to do. Interviews conducted by other investigators indicate that family members and friends were aware of his efforts to buy guns before he was legally permitted to do so. And again, this is the reddest of red flags. If someone knows it's illegal and he's trying to get someone to purchase guns for him illegally. Finally, the attacker developed a fascination with school shootings, of which he made no secret. His comments about them, coupled with his wild dreams of violence and rape, earned him the nickname Yubo's School Shooter on that platform. Those with whom he played games, this is on computer, taunted him with a similar nickname so often that it became a running joke. Even those he personally knew in his local chat group began calling him the school shooter after he shared pictures of himself wearing the plate carrier he had bought and posing with a BB gun he tried to convince them was real. None of the online behavior was ever reported to law enforcement, and if it was reported by other users to any social media platforms, it does not appear that actions were taken to restrict his access or to report him to authorities as a threat. Lessons in that? There's also this, and it's a story from NPR. Chicago police will no longer be allowed to chase people on foot simply because they run away or they've committed minor offenses. The department said yesterday, more than a year after two foot pursuits ended with officers fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy and a 22-year-old man. Now, again, just to get this straight, they are saying that this adheres to a draft policy. Under the policy, officers may give chase if they believe a person is committing or about to commit a felony, a Class A misdemeanor such as domestic battery, or a serious traffic offense such as drunk driving and street racing that could risk injuring others. Officers won't be allowed to chase people on foot if they suspect them of minor offenses such as parking violations, driving on suspended licenses, or drinking alcohol in public. But they will still have discretion to chase people who they've determined are committing or about to commit crimes that pose an obvious threat to any person. The problem with that is, doesn't it indicate something? You talk about red flags. If you're stopping someone for, I don't know, for a taillight being out or something like that, which is, it does need to get fixed. It is dangerous. It's a legitimate function of law enforcement, but you stop them for a taillight that's out and then the person starts running away, wouldn't the normal assumption be that there was an outstanding warrant or there's some reason to try to at least find out what's going on? Most significantly, the policy makes clear that the days of officers giving chase just because someone is running away from them are over. People may avoid contact with a member for many reasons other than involvement in criminal activity, the policy states. What reasons? In other words, they're saying that this is necessary because there are lots of reasons people would be running away from the cops. And then there is this. As we get ready, at this time tomorrow night, we will be all getting ready for the last, the grand climactic conclusion. Is it climactic? Will it be anything new? Will it be anything significant? There's a piece in Politico, and they talk to really a dozen loyal Republicans, some of whom are very important people in the party. They speak to, for instance, Bob Vanderplaats, who is a key guy in Iowa. He is the leader of Christian conservatives in Iowa, who are very influential on state, and they speak to him, who has been an extremely important and loyal person of the Republican Party. And the piece by David Siders in Politico magazine says the conventional wisdom about the January 6th committee hearings was that no single revelation was going to change Republican minds about Donald Trump. What happened instead, a slow drip of negative coverage, may be just as damaging to the former president. 6 weeks into the committee's public hearing schedule, an emerging consensus is forming in Republican Party circles, including in Trump's orbit, that a significant portion of the rank and file may be tiring of the nonstop series of revelations about Trump. The fatigue is evident in public polling and in focus groups that suggest growing Republican openness to an alternative presidential nominee in 2024. The cumulative effect of the hearings, according to interviews with more than 20 Republican strategists, party officials, and pollsters in recent days, has been to at least weaken his support. More about why, what that means, and where we go from here, coming up on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is actually a new company which you can read all about, an exciting high-tech company involving food production that could have a very dramatic impact in lowering the price of some nutritious and very tasty food. Where do you find it? You find it on your Our Crowd app. It's free. You can get it by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for Our Crowd. That's crowdsourced funding for high-tech startups. This startup, well, is already in full gear, but your opportunity to find out about it, just go to the Get Your App and check free on what is going on at michaelmedved.com and click on the ability to register for the Our Crowd app. Okay, we're talking about another opportunity to actually put things in perspective. The Peace and Politico magazine by David Sider says it's the accumulation, full colon, the January 6th hearings are wounding Trump after all. And what he says is he quotes Bob Vander Plaats, who, as I mentioned, is this very prominent evangelical leader in Iowa. He was actually as responsible as anyone for Rick Santorum in 2012, surprising everyone without spending any money at all by tying, and he won, but tying or very close to tying Mitt Romney in the Iowa caucuses back then. What Bob Vander Plaats says, it says it is definitely kind of this wet drip of, do you really want to debate the 2020 election again? Do you really want to debate what happened on January 6th? That said, Bob Vander Plaats, the evangelical leader in Iowa, who's influential in the First in the Nation caucus state. Frankly, I think what I sense is a little bit, even among some deep, deep, deep Trump supporters, there's just a certain exhaustion to it. For many Republicans, the backward-looking call and response by Trump and his close associates may nevertheless be getting old. Randy Evans, who's a Georgia lawyer who served as Trump's ambassador to Luxembourg, said over the course of the hearings, the steadiness, the repetitiveness has had a corrosive effect. You'd have to be oblivious to the way media work, the way reputations work, the way politics works, not to understand that it's never the one thing, it's the accumulation. This is all undoubtedly starting to take a toll. How much? I don't know. But the bigger question is whether it starts to eat through the Teflon. There are some signs that maybe it has. But I think it's still too early to say right now. Will it be easier to say after the midterm elections? Trump has got a lot of energy and prestige invested in some pretty dubious candidates, frankly, like Kerry Lake in Arizona. People who are going to have a very tough time winning their primaries and certainly winning a general election. And worst of all for Republicans would be if they win the primaries and then lose in the general elections. That's going to matter. The committee hearings appear to have begun to have an effect on Trump's enormous fundraising operation, which has slowed notably in recent months. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who may run in 2024, has been gaining on Trump in polls, including in New Hampshire, the first primary state, where one recent survey had DeSantis statistically tied with Trump among Republican primary voters. Republicans are still poring over a New York Times-Siena College poll last week that showed nearly half of Republican primary voters would rather vote for a Republican who is not Donald J. Trump in 2024. In a series of focus groups with 2020 Trump supporters from across the country, since the riot at the Capitol on January 6, 2001, Sarah Longwell, a moderate Republican strategist, found that more than half of participants consistently said they wanted Trump to run again. But that number has fallen off since the hearings began. We've had now three focus groups where zero people wanted Trump to run again. And a couple of other groups where it's been like two people, Longwell said, totally different. The Trump supporters in her focus groups are still dismissive of the hearings, Longwell said. And I don't think people are sitting down and being persuaded by them. However, she said the hearings have turned the volume up on the Trump baggage. That's a mixed metaphor. How do you turn up volume on baggage? Well, okay. The other thing she said is, I cannot tell you how much these Republican voters want to move on from the conversation about January 6th. And this is what is so shocking about Trump last week calling up the Speaker of the State Assembly in Wisconsin and telling him he wants him to somehow get the state assembly to vote to take away Biden's 10 electoral votes from Wisconsin. The point that they make here is they say that one reason that the hearings are resonating now is that even if Republicans don't agree with the committee's findings, they read polls. The percentage of Republicans who say Trump misled people about the 2020 election has ticked up since last month, while a majority of Americans say Trump committed a crime. Now, that includes Democrats, but still, Democrats get to vote. Perhaps most problematic for Trump, 16% of Republicans in the Siena College survey said they would vote for someone else in the general election if Trump is the nominee. Now, if you lose 16% of Republicans in the general election, you're toast. And this goes with a fine column today by Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal, who says that the headline is, "The only thing that can re-elect Joe Biden is Donald Trump." He says, Mr. Biden is taking the heat, but polling data suggests that the Democratic Party's problems run much deeper than the president's job approval numbers. The headline of liberal political scientist Ray Teixeira's July 14th Substack essay is, "Working class and Hispanic voters are losing interest in the party of abortion, gun control, and the January 6th hearings." But he goes on to say that looking past the midterms, however, the GOP still has a Donald Trump problem that Mr. Biden's troubles can't solve. Mr. Trump's popularity among Republicans has declined, but not as much as you might think from media reports. it goes on. And has Trump sure thing nomination disappeared or disintegrated, or is it gone in the night? That's the title of a new movie that marks an attempted comeback by Winona Ryder. Is it worth seeing? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Winona Ryder and John Gallagher Jr. play a California couple who agree to share a cabin in the Redwoods with a much younger couple they don't know. But the result of that decision is Ryder's boyfriend disappears overnight, and she's determined to discover what happened in Gone in the Night, now playing in theaters.
Come on, you're not even the least bit curious?
About what?
Who is this woman?
I need to find her.
Can't do a stakeout without a partner.
That's Dermot Mulroney, a free-spirited medical researcher who commits himself to helping to solve the mystery. And the mystery behind this movie is how it comes to waste fine performances and an intriguing opening with a lurid and unsatisfying conclusion that involves the protagonist taking ridiculous risks. It's rated R for sexual content and for graphic and bloody scenes in its climax. Two stars for Gone in the Night, where an impressive project disappears in mid-course. And on the Michael Medved show, Winona Ryder, such a major star, and she's actually very good in this film, but the film, as mentioned above, cannot be recommended. No. I'll tell you what can be recommended. The case for age limits in American politics. You have to be 25 to run for the House. You have to be 35 to run for president. We've always had minimums. That's in the Constitution about serving in Congress, the White House. How about a maximum? Possible? Who knows? And births increased for the first time since the pandemic at the very end of last year. Why? And that's good news, isn't it? We'll cover that and more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.